for America.
There is a problem in the Middle East. Mad Islamists.
We're close today to 2,000 rockets have been fired from Gaza on our cities.
Utter just destruction. Everything's been destroyed. I'm just overwhelmed.
Fighting for Idaho.
Harry Reid lives in the Ritz-Carlton in Washington, D.C. And I'm sure from his perspective, the border seems secure. President Obama and Harry Reid, both divorced from the facts and divorced from the reality.
Fighting for you.
Here we have a few members of the establishment who are trying to say, we know what you did at the convention, but forget that. Go enjoy your beer, ride your ATV, and watch sports. We'll run the country.
Boise's Mr. Right, Kevin Miller in the morning.
Remember who your friends are.
On 580 KIDO, Idaho's first radio station.
And living the dream, Kevin Miller with you here at 580 KIDO. Phone numbers 580-5436, 580-KIDO. Don't forget, coming up on Friday, we will have a tribute to the Second Amendment. We're going to be at Lionheart Tactical. That's on State Street right by Merritt's. We're going to have free scones from Merritt's, discounts all day long until 8 o'clock. We're inviting all our friends. In fact, I officially have to invite Greg Pruitt and Tony Sinesco and others, Ryan Jenks and Alex and everybody else to stop by. I think Tea Party Bob has already RSVP'd. We'll be there from 5 to 9. Store-wide savings until 8 p.m., and that's their grand opening Friday, the 25th. Lionheart Tactical, I believe we'll be out in the parking lot, I hope. Hopefully it won't be raining as we move along. Speaking of moving along, we're joined by our great friend Dan Kish. It's been a while, Dan. Good to have you back with us.
Well, thanks for having me, Kevin.
Well, let's talk a little bit about the EPA, and let's talk a little bit about the idea of power plant rules. Obviously, in Idaho, we've got some power plants. We've got some nuclear energy, and we want to make sure that we have the self-determination to make sure that we're good to go.
Yeah. Well, actually, you're really blessed in Idaho because you've got so much hydroelectric power, and so you probably won't get whacked as bad as other places, but for the U.S. as a whole, these power plant regulations are turning out to be a lot different than they advertised them. Free good stuff and nothing to worry about, and it paid for itself and all the rest. And then people started digging further and further into them, and all of a sudden there's a much different story. And the fact of the matter is, we've all heard of FERC, and we've heard of Bonneville Power and all the other people who run our power systems at the state and federal level. You can kind of throw them all out because EPA is going to be in charge of our electrical system from now going forward unless the states push back and push back hard.
Well, let's talk about some of the empty promises, Dan. It kind of sounds like Obamacare, if you will, but it's energy.
Yeah. Yeah, same. Just take the subject and insert it. At the announcement of this a month or so ago, they said this is actually going to result in tremendous benefits to the economy. It's going to produce jobs. It's going to add value and all the rest. And as it turns out, what it's really going to do is force a lot of people to simply take down existing plants that make electricity and replace them with much more expensive plants that make electricity. And we're headed towards the sort of scenario that Europe has been going through until lately. Where in Germany, they're paying three times as much for electricity as we do in the United States, and make that about four times as much as you do in Idaho because you're blessed because of wise decisions made quite some time ago to produce a lot of electricity and have it there all the time.
All right, Dan Kish with us as we continue on. Kevin Miller in the morning talking about energy and talking about the future of this when we're looking at it. We take a look at fuel prices. They continue to go up. How energy friendly is this administration?
Well, they've got some very friendly aspects of energy for those folks who are into wind and solar. They're very, very, very friendly. For everyone else, basically, it's the middle finger, if you'll pardon the vernacular. The sorts of energy that run this country, and I'm talking about 85% to 90% of the energy that we've got, they've been extremely negative towards. And let me just give you an example. The United States is now in the middle of the largest oil and gas boom in the history of our country, and I mean that literally. We just became the number one oil producer in the world. We are the number one gas producer. We have a long way to go, and it's because of places like Texas and North Dakota and other places. Meanwhile, on government lands, you sure know a lot about government lands out there, production is going in reverse. We've dropped significantly. If it were up to the government, if the government were lands were producing all of our energy prices would be through the roof, because both on oil and gas, it's going in full speed reverse as it goes full speed forward on everything but government lands.
Well, and we seem to be handcuffing ourselves. You know, that's the thing that I don't get, Dan, when we're taking a look at just the rising cost of fuel. We produce more oil than anybody else. We have more natural gas, and yet gas here is about, you know, $4 a gallon.
Right.
It makes no sense.
Well, I mean, look at a simple decision like Keystone. We have 2.5 million miles of energy pipelines in the United States. Canada supplies us with, they ship us both natural gas and oil by pipelines. It's never been a problem in the past, and now we've got almost 7 years going forward on a decision by the president as to whether or not it's in the national interest of the United States to get oil from Canada. We don't apparently mind getting it from the Middle East. We don't mind getting it from Venezuela, places where they burn our flag. But from Canada, our neighbor and friend to the north, somehow we're, you know, sitting here scratching our head trying to figure out whether we could put tens of thousands of American workers back to work building the most advanced pipeline ever constructed. So therein pretty much sums up the administration's approach towards energy. They came in saying they wanted to make electricity prices skyrocket, and we were paying too little for gasoline, and they're keeping this promise.
Dan Kish with us as we continue on here at 580-KIDO. Phone numbers 580-5436, 580-KIDO. Dan, tell us about your organization.
Well, we're a Washington-based free market. We believe in economic liberty and people being able to make their decisions for themselves, basically. We try not to look to Washington for the answers, because it seems like a lot of this stuff coming out of Washington, regardless of administration, is drawn up by lawyers and politicians instead of engineers and people who, you know, make things run every day. So that's where our instincts go, and it's pretty easy with energy, because every time we see the government getting involved in energy, we see it kind of going sideways.
Indeed. What's America going to look like in 10 years? I mean, we're talking about nuclear plants, hydroelectric here in Idaho, but the attack on coal as well.
Well, what's happening in coal country in the United States, I start out with the fact that if Saudi Arabia or if the Middle East is the center of most of the oil supplies in the world, the United States is the same and more so when it comes to coal. Our supplies are larger than the next four countries combined. And what has been happening in the United States is, despite newer and cleaner technologies that we could be using to build new power plants, they've basically said you can't build a new coal plant at all. And now this second round, which is the topic of today's discussion, these new regulations, are going after existing coal plants, and they're putting in place regulations that will force enormous quantities of those to close as well. And it's all based on global warming and carbon dioxide, not the sorts of pollutants that we've frankly gotten under control. You know, our air is cleaner than Europe. It's cleaner than Asia's. You think of the Europeans as being ahead of us, but the fact of the matter is the United States has done a tremendous job using technology and free enterprise to try to clean things up, and now we've gone to a point where a cost means nothing in the equation, and I think the future of the United States is going to depend on how states respond to this attempt by Washington, and specifically the EPA, to take over the management of our electricity. If you like you like the way Obamacare is working, just wait until they get a hold of your electric meter.
Dan Kiss joining us, Institute for Energy Research. Kevin Miller in the morning, 580 KIDO. You know, we've talked about the high cost these regulations are going to impose on us. What about jobs?
Well, it's very interesting in terms of jobs, Kevin, because, you know, one of the benefits the United States has always enjoyed is sort of our God-given resources and the ability for people to come together to make affordable energy. It's one of the advantages of the United States. Other people pay their people less. They don't pay for environmental things. They skip the safety and all the rest that we enjoy here in the United States. But we can compete because we tend to work harder, we invest in things, and our energy prices are cheaper. When those energy prices go up, we take away that advantage or any advantage we may have had, and it moves jobs overseas. And this was happening. We commissioned a study about 4 or 5 years ago that got fairly famous by a Spanish fellow, a professor, who looked at their experience. They pushed hard for wind and solar, and what they ended up finding out is that for every job they produced in wind and solar, they lost 2.2 jobs in the overall economy. And because it actually produces electricity that's more expensive, and that's why, part of the reason why Spain right now has 25% unemployment, and among their young people, it's over 50%. It's a basket case.
Well, hopefully that won't be the future here.
Well, let's hope not. I mean, but we're basically following some of the same, taking the same path. As a matter of fact, the president used Spain as an example before all this came to, before all of this hit the fan. And other nations in Europe are going through the same thing. They tried to go down this road. It sounded good. Everybody likes the idea of alternative energy. It sounds good until you start having to pay for it. Huh. And what ultimately happens is that the economies start to struggle. So we've got Germany, whose Minister of Industry says that they risk the deindustrialization of Germany because of their high cost of energy. And so they've gone back to building coal plants in Germany to try to get their prices down when they're unable to compete on a global scale, and they're very worried about it.
Dan Kiss, we appreciate it. Keep up the good work. Final thought, what's the economic impact for all of us if Keystone never happens?
Well, it'll be to the benefit of the Chinese, because I think the Canadians are finally have decided that we can't be relied upon as an energy partner anymore. It's too bad, because they want to be our partner, and so ultimately what that means is higher energy prices than need to be in the United States, fewer jobs, and less economic development. I mean, you know, investment, jobs, and economic growth are the sorts of things we want, because it allows our kids to stay in our communities and take care of us when we get old, right?
Exactly. And the idea, you know, bringing this another point that you brought up, I guess, final thought part two, if you will. You know, we've cleaned up our air, yet now all of a sudden we have the dirty, nasty pollutants coming in from China over here on the West Coast.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. I mean, they've got hundreds of millions of people who don't even have electricity. They burn four times as much coal as we do. They, India, other places where they're trying to get wealthy like we are going to do what they're going to do. They may, occasionally we'll hear that maybe they're going to do something, but it never comes to pass. Fact of the matter is they'll move forward and move their economies forward, and in many cases at the expense of the United States and our own economic future. So that's what the stakes are. The U.S. is blessed, and the world is frankly blessed to have the United States in number one position, and these sorts of decisions have long-lasting consequences on our ability to compete and stay number one in the world.
Dan, we appreciate it. Thank you, sir.
Thank you, Kevin.
Take care. Okay. All right, bye-bye. There we have it, our friend Dan Kiss, Institute for Energy Research. Kevin Miller in the morning. Just the high cost of fuel as we're getting ready. We're not getting ready. Getting ready for back to school. Can you believe that already, Fred Meyer, I put a photograph on Facebook about this a couple days ago. Fred Meyer is already putting up your back-to-school stuff. How would you like to be one of those kids? Now, I know the parents are going, oh, thank goodness. Oh, a few more weeks and the kids are back. Oh, thank goodness. Oh! Yeah, on the other hand, how would you like to be the kids? You know, you've been out for maybe a month, maybe 6 weeks. Isn't summer vacation supposed to be 3 months? I don't know. 620, I guess that's the downsizing of America. Time for traffic, Robert.
The Treasure Valley's exclusive home for Kevin Miller.
KIDOAM.com. 580 KIDO. Idaho's place to talk.
KIDO, Kevin Miller with you. Coming up, if you missed our interview with the Congressman Simpson, we'll have that for you. Russ Fulcher will join us in the 7 o'clock hour. Plus, we'll talk a little bit about the Affordable Care Act, two conflicting decisions concerning subsidies, and whether or not one state, you know, that didn't sign up for the exchange gets to do it. It's interesting. Let me give you the lead right now. Two appeals courts on Tuesday reached radically different conclusions about whether millions of consumers in 36 states can use tax credits to help buy health insurance on the federal health insurance market. So not only do we have these conflicting rulings, we've got two other pending challenges. You know, it really comes down to this, that the Supreme Court has done a great disservice when they ruled that Obamacare was the law. Now, whether you're a Republican or a Democrat, it's just a mess, isn't it? Coming up, we'll give you the in-depth report on that. Now, yesterday, we had a very entertaining call with our friend Mark. And look, I can't do a talk show and say I don't accept criticism. But one thing that I pride myself on is the mantle of leadership here at 580KIDO. This is your program, but I have to make sure that we respect the rules of the road. And if you know, if sometimes we'll have people come on and they won't add anything to the conversation. They don't want to contribute. They really don't listen to the program. And I'm not saying that's Mark, because Mark's a very passionate guy and Mark gets fired up, and you'll hear Mark in a minute. But sometimes if you lose me in a conversation, then I know you're lost as well. And you've got things to do. You're driving and stuff. And the last thing that I want to do is have any reason for you to leave this station. So yesterday, Mark and I are going back and forth on a few things, and we're talking about Rick Perry. I think it's pretty simple. But then Mark kind of goes on to a different level, an Alex Jones level, and he lost me in it. And then we had Dee call in, and I called her Linda, but her name's Dee, saying that I was rude. Now, look, we're all human. You know, just like if you're a teacher, if you're out in the public all the time, sooner or later, you're going to slip. But I thought for those of you that never get a chance to listen to what happens in the 8, I'd like to share this conversation with you for entertainment purposes only. And for that, we did add some yakety sacks to it. So let's take a listen and then give me an email. Give me a thought, your thoughts on who was out of line, myself or Mark. We go to Mark in Boise at 580KIDO. Good morning, Mark.
Good morning, Kevin. Hey, I want to.
How you been, Mark?
I'm doing all right, sir. I just want to make a comment on this ploy by Governor Perry. You know, it's interesting, Obama was just down that way doing a fundraiser, and from what I heard in the news, that he did meet with Governor Perry. Then this pops out, you know, a day or two later, and, you know, this is the same governor that also ordered schoolgirls to get Gardasil shots, if you recall. And if you read up on that, there are sites out there that say that that long-term down the road can actually cause sterilization in women. So you have to look that up on the Internet. But this is also the same Governor Perry that InfoWars, if you look at his website, Alex Jones, but it's not just his. There was a gentleman who used to investigate the Bilderbergs, or I believe died earlier this year. Well-known person, his name escapes me, had talked about the meetings that Mr. Perry had been with at the Bilderbergs. You know those secret little meetings of the elite who don't allow...
You've already lost me.
Well, he's been at Bilderberg meetings.
What does this have to do with the border?
Well, first off, what I'm trying to point out is the connection between the globalists that seem to be pulling strings behind the scenes here. If he's gone to the Bilderberg meetings are not open to the public, are they?
You know, again, I'm with Alex Jones on these things, Mark, but I
totally trying to see the connection.
I'm seeing the guy is stopping. I'm seeing the guy stopping the illegals at the border. No one else doing it.
It's a political ploy to give him a leg up on Rand Paul.
At least he's doing something.
Okay, wait a minute. What did George Bush do? George Bush did it.
Are we talking about George Bush? You can't hijack the conversation now, Mark. You're a great guy, but again, as soon as you're done here, you go over and you call the other station at 9 o'clock.
Not
I know.
Always.
Well, but what I'm saying here is we're very simply talking about Rick Perry at the border, and you've taken it to a whole other branch. And I'm saying,
you made a call. Is that it, Kevin?
Wait a minute. Are you being defensive? You know, what's with people, Mark, when I say, I simply state the truth? Have I misled you?
Have my hands been tied to only call your show? That sounds like a restriction on my freedom of speech.
I think it sounds like you just have your talking points and you don't care what people are talking about. You're actually disrespecting
me.
No, you're not. You're talking about the Bilderbergers. Did I mention the Bilderbergers at once, Mark? Did I? Answer the question, Mark. Did I?
Did I mention
the Bilderbergers?
What did
you're not going to answer the question, are you, Mark?
Kevin.
You're not going to answer the question. You see, there you go. There we go with the poor, pitiful me segments with, oh, he doesn't want me to call. If I didn't want you to call, I'd tell you. If I didn't want to talk to you, I would hang up with you. But you can't take the truth, can you, Mark? Why are you over-talking me, Mark? Mark, why don't you, again... have a answer the question. Did I mention the Bilderbergers?
No, I did. Now, what does that have to do with the conversation?
I politely said to you, you've lost me.
Well, you don't want me to call the show. You're trying to censor me.
When have I ever tried to censor you?
Well, you're doing it right now by all.
Why? But what? By having a conversation and not letting you overtalk me? And not letting you overtalk me? Because that's how you understand it, Mark. That's how you understand it, because you're sitting back and won't let me talk. So, yeah, I get frustrated and I get angry when people just decide, Mark, you're not loyal to the show.
You want me to just call this show, Kevin? I'm sorry. I have what they call...
Yeah, you know something, Mark? Then good. Have a good time. There is not one person that has given you more than this program. But if you're not compelling and you have an agenda, then call Mr. Jones. He's a great guy. But if you're going to sit there and overtalk me, then get a life. You know, it always sounds better when you're saying it as opposed to having to listen to it again. You'd think at 46 my voice wouldn't get so high when I get passionate. Anyway, 580-5436, your thoughts on the conversation with Mark. And really it comes down to this. Look, we're talking about Rick Perry and the border. Now, you want to talk about the Bilderbergers. If we're talking about that, that's great. I was just lost. And Mark's fired up. He's passionate. I get that. But look, if you're just going to disseminate talking points, this is a show that we ask more of you. We don't want you just to sit there and hit the, you know, play the music and go on. We want you involved. And if you're going to go here and then everywhere else, we'll just move on. We wish you well. But again, we're trying to take this to a deeper level. Coming up next, if you missed our conversation with Congressman Simpson, we'll have that for you. Your thoughts on the Mark toe-to-toe. If nothing else, I hope that woke you up this morning. A lot of people say, you know, I listen to you in bed with my wife. And I love when people say that to me. I listen to bed with you and my wife, or I wake up with you, I sleep with you. And it just makes me smile, because I'm like you. I listen to radio all the time. I have it next to my bed. And I you know, it's funny. A great radio show is compelling enough to keep your attention. A great radio show is, you know, it's your friend, it's your partner, right? That's what we're trying to do here. So again, phone numbers here at 580-5436, 580-KIDO. Let's go to the phones. Let's go to Jim in Middleton at 580-KIDO. Good morning, Jim.
Good morning, Kevin. Kevin, I wanted to throw this out to you guys. You know, you guys have mentioned the Bohemian Grove several times in the last this week. I have been there twice. In the mid-2000s, and we were invited guests by an attorney that lived in Ukiah, California, and we were there for the Greek Orthodox or the Orthodox Easter. And, you know, you hear all these stories around the Bohemian Grove. Whether they're true or not, Kevin, I couldn't tell you. But we were, the Bohemian Grove is a grove of redwood trees, very, very beautiful setting, very primitive, quite the contrary what you would think that all these high elites go to. You would think that there was some fancy resort or all this man-made niceties. Kevin, I was shocked when I went there. It was a very primitive, it looked like a Boy Scout retreat rather than something where elites go. And Dimitri, the guy that our guest, very, very nice gentleman and a very pro-American guy and modest success. I mean, I'm sure he's done well as a San Francisco attorney, right of center, not left of center. And a couple of areas down was George Bush's area, in which we walked right into, and George Bush the Elder. But I just wanted to share that with you. And again, if all these things that go on there, if they do, I don't know. But we were there several times, and it was a nice outing, picnic, barbecue, and we enjoyed ourselves.
Well, Jim, thank you for the call. Appreciate it.
You bet. Take care, Kevin.
All right, our great friend Jim from Middleton. We're gonna have to hold for Gina Cunha and Linda from Emmett. We'll take your calls next. You're listening to Kevin Miller, 580 KIDO.
News back weekdays at 9. Now back to Kevin Miller on 580 KIDO, Idaho's first radio station.
580 KIDO. Kevin Miller with you here. Coming up, Russ Fulcher will join us in the 7 o'clock hour. Plus, the latest on these two conflicting Obamacare rulings. We're joined by Liberal Steve at 580 KIDO.
Yeah, what about Liberal Steve? Hello?
Yes, you called us.
Yeah, I know I called you. You had Mark on. Come on. Why is he pimping for Alex Jones? Mark make $4.5 million last year before any of the DVD or seminars or speaking engagements? Well, Jones made way over that. So why promote Jones? I mean, I listen to your Jones at night, but I'm not going to promote the guy. He's a nutcase. Come on.
Who was out of line in that? Who was out of line, in your opinion?
Well, Mark was out of line. You weren't talking about Bilderbergers, and you weren't talking about the park in California where all the goons meet every year. Who cares? We all know about that stuff, Mark. It's not going to change nothing. And you know what? Perry is a good guy. Perry's a good American. You know, I don't agree with half the stuff he says, maybe 70% of the stuff he says, but by golly, he's trying to make it work, and he's trying to make it better for the people of Texas. And so what if he meets with Obama? He's governor. Obama's president. They're politicians. Of course they're going to meet, just like the tan man and him go golfing all the time. The tan man's suing him. Mark, get a life. Stick to topic. I mean, Kevin's got enough topic to, you know, go off the charts to talk about. You don't need to start bringing up a bunch of junk. You know, call the other – you know, the other people, if you want to talk about that, because nobody listens to their show. Okay? Everybody listens to Miller because they know he's fair and he's balanced. And, I mean, he lets a guy like Liberal Steve on. So, Mark, come back to Idaho, come back to Earth, and talk about the topic. You stay fired up, Kevin.
See you, Liberal Steve. We go to Linda Haynow in Emmett at 580 KIDO with Kevin Miller. Hello, Linda.
Hi, dear. How are you?
Hello, baby.
I'm called to congratulate you on being one of the nominees for the Marconi Award.
Marconi, yes.
I think that's fantastic, and I congratulate you for all the hard work you've put in and all the information that we get from listening to your program. It's, you know, sometimes it's funny, sometimes it's really dead serious, and you take both of them in stride, not backing down from people, not backing down from news media. You know, I can't say enough for your program. I listen every morning, and I think it's fantastic. And I'm so proud for you to be in this nominee circle. And I hope you win it.
Well, thank you, Linda. I appreciate that. And by the way, we have details on that and a great video at 580kido.com. And really, okay. It's in the old days, it would be all about me. But really, we're blessed to have each other.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm just blessed to be a part of your life each and every morning. That's how I look at it. So
you do such a good service for the people in Boise and surrounding areas, because like with Mark, you don't put up with that stuff. You don't get into the verbal argument with him. We just, you know, kind of, okay, that's enough, goodbye. And I'm so proud of you. When I heard it on the radio yesterday, I thought, good, now we're getting someplace.
Linda, God bless. Thank you for your comments.
Well, God bless you, Kevin.
Take care of yourself.
Uh-huh. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. 580-5436, Kevin at KIDOAM.com. We go to Jason in Boise with Kevin Miller at 580-KIDO. Good morning, Jason.
Hey, Kevin. It's Jason from Boise. I got an idea for your show for situations like Mark, when you have people that are talking, and it would be for keywords like InfoWars, Alex Jones. Probably the best time it would come into effect is when you hear, yeah, well, George Bush, and then you just hit like this big buzzer, just a big so when people ever start, when they lead with, yeah, well, George Bush did, and then they're done. It's your show.
Can you do that again? We need to make a sound effect of your see, that'll save us on the budget, Jason. Thank you.
There you go. Feel free to use it anytime, Kevin.
Well, thank you, sir. We appreciate you listening.
All right. Have a good day.
All right. Take care. 580-5436, Kevin at KIDOAM.com. If you're just tuning in, we were replaying our conversation with Mark yesterday. And Mark got a little fired up, and, you know, I should have handled that better. But to me, when people start yapping about things that are not on the trail, and if it's funny, that's one thing. But if it's just, you know, I smacked somebody the other day where they go, well, we'd like to promote the da-da-da. No, no. And then somebody called in, you're being mean and you promote these charities. They're charities. Come on. By the way, we do have another thing. I think if people go off the road, We're going to use Jason's and we're going to use this, I think. Maybe that'll be just a polite way of just making sure people get back on the road. 6:51, Kevin Miller in the morning. Let's get you to work.
Weekdays at noon. Now back to Kevin Miller on 580 KIDO, Idaho's first radio station.
Oh, it's that time of year in the summer, Comic-Con. In San Diego, those of you that have been to San Diego, we're going to start getting clips of the latest season from Game of Thrones, even though it just concluded. We've got Batman celebrating his 75th year today, 75 years of Batman. We've got the X-Men exhibit. It seems as if the nation's gone to superheroes.
Go enjoy your beer and ride your ATV and watch sports. We'll run the country.
Ah, Chris Troupas. Imagine if Chris Troupas, an elected official, what he would do as an elected official. Could you imagine anybody saying that? And by the way, we're going to start doing something else. And I don't really know if we want to use the term watchdog. There's an organization that does a great job, Watchdog, Watchdog Media. But while we're together, while we're here, we need to serve the greater good. And I have it on very good authority from my multiple sources. And we talked a little bit about this last time that, you know, we're going to look at possibly the legislature making a run to increase the fuel tax here in the state of Idaho. And you remember, you know, the governor alluded to it the last time we had him on. The governor is always welcome to come on this program. And unlike other politicians, the governor comes on more than just about anybody else. I'd say more than anybody else. And the governor said, look, I drive a big truck. Why am I subsidizing the folks in the electric cars? Why am I subsidizing Kevin Miller and his little Prius? See, but that's the deal. Why should people be penalized for their hybrid vehicles? Should there be some type of usage fee? I think these issues are going to be very relevant and very pocketbook issues coming up in the legislative season, which is until January, but we need to start laying the groundwork now. I don't know about you. I think I do. I'm not in favor of a higher fuel tax. Are you? We'll bring that up as we roll along. Let's get you to traffic. You know, one good thing about this summer as compared to last, the water is not running out. The water is not running out. Now, I hope I'm not talking about this too soon. I mean, just you see the ton of water. Hopefully, we're going to have another big winter. Hopefully, it rains more. I know a little lightning last night, but, you know, rain is good. Rain is good. Anyway. Coming up next, Russ Fulcher on the future of Idaho politics, the Idaho economy, and the Republican Party. Could he be the next state GOP chairman? We'll find out next with Kevin Miller. Stay tuned.